Leader's name available. A coordinator will assist you momentarily.
So we'll consider that fair notice that we're going to be recorded from this point out. So if you don't like that, you should now. And why don't I just make sure, since we don't have Glenn, I'll do a quick roll call. I want to make sure that I've got everyone that's on the call. I have Marilyn, Steve, Maggie, Avery, Ross, and Tom. Is there anyone on the call who I didn't just name?
Jordan.
Okay. I think probably have another quick agenda today because didn't get quite as much movement on the documents as I was hoping based on the last call. The main thing I want to do is actually figure out a strategy for finalizing the report over the next. We actually have about 10 days. Before we miss the intake rules for the council meeting on the 22nd, which is...
The council meeting was moved, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me.
I believe I was on the council then. I'm not now, but Ross is. I believe, Ross, that date was moved because of the face-to-face working session. Aubrey, would you?
Yeah, it was. It was moved to...
The 30th.
The 30th? Is that it? I'm looking at my calendar now.
I hope it's not the 30th, because we'll be waiting years and years. It's the 30th of February we're waiting for.
Sorry about that. Maybe it's the 1st of March. I'm no longer accurate, but one of the editors on the phone will be. but I know it's not the 22nd.
Okay. So, well, if that's the case, then we actually probably, this will make our lives a little easier. It will probably give us another week to finalize our work that we need. So I was going to propose a slightly more compressed plan than we probably really need to. So let me explain in principle what I think we should do, and then we can attach dates to all of these things. We're still waiting for another pass at the. What we're going to need is another pass.
Yeah, March 1st.
March 1st. Okay, great. So if we were to wrap up on the 19th instead of the 12th, I think that would be all right then. It would give us more than 7 days prior to the council meeting. The general strategy that I think we need is we need to see another we're waiting for another pass of the report, and this next pass I hope will have the following characteristics. The last one didn't. It will include some of the response to the public comments. I know that some of that's done already and it's been done offline. Some of it's still in the works. It will also include a slight reworking of the structure to essentially make it so we have more clear sort of a majority report, as well as then we'll eventually end up with a minority report as well, as opposed to the current structure, which just interleaves various proposals. And so I think we'll look for that structure pretty soon, I would hope, over the next few days, by the middle of this week, at the very latest. Then I think the next thing that we would want to do is, I think we'd want to do essentially a straw poll, which we can probably do now on next week's call. And the purpose of that straw poll would be to figure out which of the policy positions is going to become the majority position of the task force and which is going to become the minority report. And that will allow us to sort of finalize the structure of the report proper, and it will allow the people supporting the minority report to add any additional detail that they might want to that might be needed in order to frame the minority report, which won't quite have as much staff attention, or at least it won't have as much of the narrative around it that we're currently getting towards. And then shortly thereafter, I guess we could probably do this on the 19th. Then we could have a final vote to that would essentially either endorse the a final vote to send, not really to send the report to the council. That happens automatically, regardless of anything we do eventually. But a vote essentially on the merits of the report, and that would be recorded and become part of the final record, and the report would then get sent to the council. So just to recap that, since I was thinking out loud, the proposal is we'll see another draft of the report sometime over the next few days. We can continue to, if people have comments about that, we can continue to work them on the list. A week from today, we would talk about any further edits and changes and tweaks that are needed in order to make everyone happy about the report, but we would also have a straw poll to indicate support for the various policy recommendations. That would be used to finalize what the structure of the majority report looks like, as well as to peel off the stuff that will become part of the minority report. And that can be further edited and cleaned up over that week. And then on the 19th, we'd have a final vote that would be essentially a vote to support the merits of the report, and then the report would get sent to the council at that point. Any questions or comments on that proposed procedure?
Jordan, this is Steve. Just to point out, the 19th is a holiday.
Oh, you're right.
And,
yes.
It's not going to make a difference for me because I don't think I'm going to be available most of that week anyway. But
okay. So you're right. And I think, let me ask, first of all, how many people is that holiday likely to affect?
Which holiday is
it? It's President's Day in the U.S. So.
It's a big holiday up here, Jordan.
Yeah, I suspect people that are not in the U.S. it's very unlikely to affect. But it's a semi-observed holiday in the U.S., so I'm curious as to...
As long as we're not having an impeachment party, it doesn't affect me.
Jordan, Maggie, I'll be out. Jordan, it's Marilyn. It won't affect me, but I just heard it affect. It was that Maggie that said it would affect...
I think that was Maggie. Yeah.
Yes. I'm just going to note that that week I'll be traveling, and I think other people may be on the 21st, and then we're tied up the 22nd through the 25th, and Tuesday already has 3 conference calls for ICANN, just if that's helpful information to know.
So what I'm going to propose is that we actually conduct we can have a call. What I'll propose is that we have a call in our regular time slot, but it will be largely administrative in nature to coordinate any final activities. And we actually conduct the official voting by email. And we can have a deadline of we can run it for essentially maybe the 3-day period from the 19th to the 21st. And I would hope that people at least be able to get to their email during that window. Does that work for everyone?
Sure.
I may not be able to get to my email during that window, but I'm sure that we'll find some way to have the constituency weigh in.
Okay. If not, we could actually even let's visit our progress on next week's call, but we may even be able to open up, finalize what we're voting on and open up the voting maybe to the end of next week as opposed to the start of the following week. Would that work better for you, Steve?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That sounds fine. And do that, or as I said, we'll work out something else.
Okay.
To adapt to my schedule.
Okay, great. So that's the general strategy that we're shooting for. Let me ask if we haven't actually seen a lot of substantive stuff actually delivered to the list yet. So I wonder. I'll give people a brief opportunity. Are there any topics remaining that people want to discuss while we're all convened?
Jordan?
Yeah, go ahead, Marilyn.
Yeah, I think we ought to just talk a little bit about the planning and the timing for the interaction in Lisbon. Again, I'm speaking from historical perspective. But I do not expect this will have changed. And when we walked away from the consultation with GAC in San Paulo, there was an acknowledgement by the GAC incoming chair that he supported, and other members of the GAC did, a continuance of the dialogue related to the principles on both new GTLDs and who is. I'm not suggesting I have the most current information, but at the time, the suggestion was that who is would take place on Sunday so that it would provide the least burden for early travel on the task force members.
Yeah, so I'm curious about, so in theory, actually, the task force will have concluded its work at the publication of this report. So this is actually an interesting question that maybe the council should take up, is how we might manage that dialogue on a forward-looking basis, because I would view that once our report's been sent to the council, that we would have concluded the work under our terms of reference, and therefore have nothing left to do. So
I think that's right, but the, you know, just for what it was worth, the historical approach to that on the part of the council was, in any case, the consultation was between the GAC and the council, but they invited their task force or working group as subject matter experts. So I have no insights. Maybe Ross or Aubrey might want to, or others who are on the council might want to, as you said, you know, consult about
I lost you, Marilyn.
I just said, as far as I know, the GAC is doing their best to deliver principles.
Okay.
Listen.
Well, so I think probably Ross and Aubrey can take note of this, and I'll be glad to send a note to Bruce as well.
And Suzanne, I think.
And Suzanne, essentially saying, well, so the question would be, you know, what if anything would you expect or ask task force members to do after the conclusion of the report with regards to ongoing WIS stuff? And it could be that people are free to participate as citizens of the internet and knowledgeable with the work of the task force, or it could be that they would want the task force members to still be available on when there's consultation about the report or what. But I would assume, absent some further direction from the council, that after this report's done, that we've concluded our work as a task force proper.
Yeah, I would think that was a reasonable assumption, but it's probably worth checking with Bruce.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on this topic? Okay. Any other topics that people feel like we need to discuss before we get to the sort of final stages of finalizing and voting on the report? Okay. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to call this, since I've added another call to our lifespan, I'll call this another short call. Maria, and I think we have an outstanding item from Ross as well. Is it reasonable to think that by sort of end of day Wednesday, we might be able to get another pass at this report?
Yeah, Jordan, sorry, I was trying to figure out the best time to jump in and give my apologies for not already having sent the revised report to the task force. So my apologies. It will be, certainly I expect to have my oath done by Wednesday on it. As for Ross, he's on the call, I think?
Yep. Yeah, I should be able to get to mine probably end of day tomorrow.
Okay, great. And that would give Maria time to integrate it into the next pass then.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, great. So we'll be looking for another revision of the report, this time with the trying to break out the policy stuff into two clumps for future references. One of them will become a majority and one of them a minority position. My guess is in this first pass we're going to get some of the clumping wrong and we'll have to rework it a little bit. So next week's call may be a little bit more involved than the last two have been. Okay, any other final questions or comments. Otherwise, we'll wrap this up and once again, hopefully we'll get some additional work done offline. This would be an excellent time if you've got some time reserved on your calendar to make a pass through the last version of the report if you haven't already done so. And make sure you're happy with the substance or if there are any comments that you have to make sure they're getting integrated now because we'll start to run out of time to do any further edits soon.
Jordan?
Yeah, Ken?
Ken Stubbs, I apologize for dialing in late. We're having very spotty phone service here still. I keep checking the lines in and out, so I apologize.
That's okay. We're just about done, actually, so you can...
I would assume there was no vote today, but...
No, there will be a straw poll next week, and then we'll be conducting the official vote by email the following week.
All righty. Again, I apologize for coming in late.
No problem. Okay. Well, I think I want to ask one more question. I sent out a sort of proposal on voting procedures. The only slight comments I've had has been one of clarification from Tom, which I think we've resolved, and a couple I've heard one comment in favor of the voting procedures. I just wanted to make sure everyone is happy with the proposed voting procedures before it actually becomes time to vote.
Thrilled, Jordan.
Excellent. So Ross, your constituency is actually one, I think, where we may have to get your chair to clarify who the voting members are.
I believe that's Paul, Tom, and myself.
Aha. Well, see, the problem is the voting procedure only allows for two votes per constituency.
Oh, I'll check that back. It's part of the record. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in any case, if you could, you or John could give us some clarification on that.
Yeah, not a problem. That'd
be helpful. Okay. I will, if we're all happy with that procedure, I'm going to conclude this call, and we'll revisit again next week with the hopefully getting very near to completion of this report. Great.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.